nothing but the hogs or something, or mules, you know, and his water and feeding out there.
Where was the lot?
He was right out there with that crib, right back out there. That's where he kept his lot.
Uh-huh. where did you used to keep your milk and butter?
Milk and butter, we had a deep freezer. We had a deep freezer in there, and we just kept it all, and just kept it in there.
You had a deep freezer?
Yes, and we got a deep freezer in there.
Well, that's what you have now, you mean?
That's what we got now.
What you used to have?
Well, we used to have now, nothing but we had an ice box, you know. We didn't have no deep freezer.
Uh-huh. What'd you have before you had the ice box?
Didn't have a thing. Didn't have nothing else.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't.
Where did you put the milk to keep it cool?
Well, we just kept it, you know, it didn't let it get cool, huh? It didn't ever get cool. Sure didn't. Well, we'd get some ice, you know, have some ice sometime and cool it that way. No, man, we didn't have no ice box or nothing.
A farm where they'd have a lot of milk cows and they'd sell the milk would be called a...
Yes.
Where does milk that you buy in a store, where does that come from?
You know, that milk you buy at the store, it come from there. Oh, I know, and I can't call it name. Because I sure forgot I can't call that name. Mm-hmm. What would you call it?
I don't know.
You don't?
is there any farm around here where people have a lot of milk cows?
Not around here. Most of the milk now, I guess, it come from Tallahassee.
Uh-huh.
Up there to that milk place, what they call it. Milk. What
milk place is that?
We called it a milk. What place now? It's a milk. It's a milk place, you know, that sells all the milk. They bring it out on these trucks and things. I said it. I just forget now the name.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they used to, but uh-huh. They don't now. You don't see no cotton. Oh, I have picked cotton. They used to cross that river, you know, the folks over there, they raised cotton. But they're part of them, they gone. Them older people, they done gone. So nobody now raising no cotton at all around here.
Uh-huh. What, say if you wanted to grow cotton, what sort of work would you have to do?
Oh, you'd have to ply it and hoe it. You have plenty of work to do, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sure would ply it.
What do you call it when you get out there with the hoe and
with the hoe?
Thin it out?
Well, you see, you hoe it and thin it out. That's all I know.
Do you ever hear that called chop?
Chopping cotton.